So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Well, a new affidavit has been released in the Harmony Montgomery case. It's been unsealed and has now been obtained by many media outlets. Adam Montgomery is the father of Harmony Montgomery. You may remember this is the little girl who was about five and went missing for 3 years, two years, not reported missing until the end of the second year, and then it was pretty much assumed that the father likely killed her. Well, the new affidavit really goes into great detail on that one, and it starts to paint the picture of what police believe actually took place, not just that she's missing, and maybe we'll find the body sometime, but more so, here's why we think you did it, here's how we think you did it, and as reported and basically confirmed by his ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife. This man actually managed to have several relationships with women in the course of this time period, which I just look at and I go, why? Who goes to this guy and goes, yeah, you seem like a lovely man. You sit next to me here at the Golden Corral and let's share some of the delicious cotton candy bar. Adam Montgomery, the father of the missing and presumed dead Harmony, is charged with her death. He's scheduled to stand trial in November. Authorities claim that Adam killed his five-year-old daughter, Harmony, in December of 2019. She wasn't reported missing until November of 2021. Yes, that's right. December 2019, missing, not reported until November of 2021, almost 2 years later. In August of 2022, authorities said they believed that she had been killed. They announced additional charges against Adam. 2 months later, investigators are still searching for her remains. Adam was just found guilty on weapons charges. He was convicted on 8 of those charges related to 2019 thefts, which happened right around the same time his daughter went missing. Following the verdict, the Hillsborough Superior Court ordered the probable cause affidavit filed in Harmony's case to be unsealed 10 days later. So that's where we're at 10 days later. And this is the probable cause affidavit. It is about 40-some pages. We're going to give you the key takeaways on this because if you want to read the whole thing, go for it. But it's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it is.
He's charged with the following: second-degree murder, tampering with witnesses and informants, falsifying physical evidence, and abuse of a corpse. Harmony's biological mother, Crystal Sorey, reported her daughter missing on November 18th of 2021. Keep in mind, hadn't seen her for quite some time. Last physically saw Harmony, who was in Adam's custody during a FaceTime video around Easter of 2019. So then Crystal thought, oh, hey, you know what? The best time to report my daughter missing is 2 years after seeing her on an Easter Zoom video.
And then just, all right.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her since.
And then she wrote the mayor a letter, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, you never know what the hell addicts are going to do, and she is one. I don't know if she's clean now or not. I think going through this would be very difficult to be clean. But at the same point, you had all these years to be a mother to your daughter, and you fucked it up every way you possibly could. And somehow the court saw him as being the better option. I'd really like to know more about how bad things were with her, that he was the better option. I'm assuming not good, but you almost, you know, the little girl should have been in foster care, which she actually was for quite a time in her life. Adam's wife, Kayla Montgomery, told investigators that she saw Harmony on November 30th of 2019 before going to work. That day, Adam told her he was taking Harmony to live with Sori. Kayla claimed that she hadn't spoken to Adam since mid-November. Officers located Adam and his current girlfriend sleeping at a vehicle in Manchester. Adam did not exhibit much emotion or reaction to their search for Harmony. A report from the New Hampshire Division of Children, Youth, and Families indicated Harmony hadn't been seen since October 1st of 2019 during a home visit with Adam. January 4th of 2022, Adam was arrested on assault charges for a July 2019 incident in which he allegedly struck Harmony. And this is where I believe, I'm not sure if this is where they think that he killed her, but he did end up likely murdering her by striking her. We'll get to that in a second. June 3rd of 2022, Kayla was arrested on perjury charges for lying during her grand jury testimony, which took place on May 20th, about her whereabouts the day Harmony disappeared. So she's been changing her story up every which way. Kayla is the one that is the new girlfriend, the stepmom, if you will, to Harmony, because other mom is out doing whatever. And she was with him for quite some time when the girl went missing. One would have to question, you know, where did your child go? It'd be kind of weird if I just came home and one of my fiance's children were gone. And she's just like, not a big deal.
We've got more.
There's more. It's okay. You know, an investigation revealed Kayla was not employed when she claimed to last see Harmony before she went to work. So kind of blows that whole story out of the ground. During a proper interview with Manchester police and her attorney, Kayla admitted to lying. She told investigators that her family was evicted November 27th, 2019, and they began living out of their car. Kayla claimed that on December 7th, 2019, Adam struck Harmony, which caused her death. She said Adam was upset that Harmony was not saying when she needed to go to the bathroom and was having accidents in the car. And after each accident, Adam would strike Harmony in the face and the head with a closed fist.
Oh, my God.
Kayla claimed that after the fatal blow, no one sought medical attention for Harmony. Adam allegedly put Harmony's body in a duffel bag. When their vehicle broke down, then they went to live in an acquaintance, another vehicle, basically. 2 days later, the family moved in with Kayla's mother. Kayla said that they stored Harmony's body in a cooler in the common hallway of the apartment building. And then in ceiling tile.
So they're moving around a decomposing child at this point.
Yeah, it's like a really bad case of like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, my God.
Where they keep moving the body around. Ceiling tiles. And there's evidence they pulled the ceiling tiles down. And you can see there's marks, if you will, of like something was sitting there rotting. Evidence provided in a probable cause affidavit in the case of missing Harmony Montgomery shows the ceiling tile from a shelter residence Adam and Kayla Montgomery allegedly stored Harmony's remains in. The family then, on their crazy, wacky vacation together with their dead daughter. I mean, this is starting to look like some sort of horrible, like, take on a bad movie. The family then moved to a shelter where Adam allegedly stored Harmony's body in a ceiling vent. Just keep, oh. They just keep going with this body. I mean, what on, I have no words other than what the fuck are you thinking? What are you thinking? Yes, it's going to smell. Yes, you killed your daughter. Why do you keep hauling the body everywhere?
Why didn't they just dump her somewhere? I mean, this makes me sound like a horrible human, but why are they keeping her at this point?
Yes.
I mean, they never gave two shits about her, but now they're like, oh, let's move her over here. Let's put her in the cooler. Let's put her up here. Why the fuck do you keep her?
They seem to be more concerned about her dead than they did when she was alive.
Exactly.
Detectives ultimately searched the area. This is the ceiling vent area, and located slanting areas and noted the area had smelled consistent with decomposition. Criminalists matched all 9 identifiable impressions of the area to Adam's fingerprints. The area removed from the ceiling reportedly tested positive for DNA of Harmony. Upon leaving the shelter, Kayla claimed they moved Harmony's remains between an apartment they leased and Adam's workplace, trying to help with the decomposition of Harmony's body because it was cold out.
Well, they could have put her outside, for fuck's sake.
There's a lot of thawing and unthawing if you follow the story of what happens. And if not trying to be gross, but if you thaw meat, you can't refreeze it, or you shouldn't refreeze it, because it's not going to unthaw again very well, and it's going to smell, and it's not going to be, you know, I'm not saying he's trying to eat his child, but I'm saying you can't keep doing that. That messes with the composition of everything and will make your body decompose that much faster and fall apart that much faster. These are all things, you know, obviously they're complete idiots about. The area removed from the ceiling reportedly, okay, we got that, it tested positive. In the spring of 2020, Kayla claimed Adam and 2 acquaintances rented a U-Haul while they were staying in a hotel and used it to dispose of Harmony's remains. March 21st, 2022, Anthony Bordero, an acquaintance of Adam, said it in his grand jury testimony that he left the Montgomery family live in his vehicle, or to live in his vehicle, for 2 days after they were evicted. During that time, he did not see Harmony. Matt Garcia, a longtime friend of Adam, told investigators he and his girlfriend last saw Harmony on Thanksgiving of 2019 during a December 2021 phone call discussing the new Harmony news of Harmony missing. Adam allegedly told him Harmony wouldn't stop pissing and defecating everywhere. She was driving me nuts. We were living in the car, so I let her. I had her mom come and get her, is what he was telling friends, that mom came and got her, which obviously that's not accurate. So this individual, with all of those good decisions that we just listed off, we're spending millions of dollars to keep alive and to try for these crimes. And we need to try him for the crimes. But once we're done, can we just be done with him? Can we just be like, okay, we're going to take you to that island that has been proposed by, didn't George Carlin have the fencing off of the state? Yeah, we should get that state going where you just fence off a state and you just kind of drop everybody. That's like this, and that's like that in those, and have fun.
Let them fend for themselves.
Have fun, everybody. Yeah, y'all can figure this out.
You know, couldn't we spend the money, you know, maybe feeding kids who don't get enough to eat during the day, during the school week, you know, helping people who are, you know, really trying hard to make ends meet and just not getting there, instead of keeping this shit bag, you know, the shit weasel alive?
No. What I've also learned, too, is, you know, we'll bring up the argument of the death penalty in certain cases. It actually costs far more for the taxpayer to have someone on death row for a period of time versus letting them live it out, because our system is so screwed up, because it takes, you know, 20, 30 years to get somebody put to death. So,
you know, if you've got proof, if you have absolute proof that somebody did something like this, that, you know, they've got DNA, they've got, you know, pretty much everything they need to prove that this guy did it. Plus, he admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason why he should continue to be alive.
What's
I just
the
don't
point?
See it.
No, what is what is the point?
If you've got somebody who it's like, you know, there is a shadow of a doubt here. Okay, then I can understand. Let's incarcerate them and maybe not put them to death just in case we're wrong here. But in this case, we've got him.
We got him. And I can only hope that he gets the strictest punishment possible when he eventually goes to trial this fall. We'll, of course, have the court audio for you if we have it available. I don't know that we've heard officially from them yet on exactly what they're going to be providing, but we'll be covering that for you day by day as that human monster is finally tried in our courts.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Don't miss Scarpetta, a propulsive new crime thriller starring Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman, Academy Award winner Jamie Lee Curtis, Emmy winner Bobby Cannavale, with Emmy nominee Simon Baker and Academy Award winner Ariana DeBose. Scarpetta follows Dr. Kay Scarpetta, Nicole Kidman, a brilliant and no-nonsense chief medical examiner, as she investigates a haunting murder that strangely parallels her first major case from decades earlier. Is the case that made her the case that breaks her? Based on the best-selling crime novels by Patricia Cornwell, Scarpetta is both a crime thriller and messy family drama that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Get ready to hunt a serial killer in the satisfying series with terrifying twists and an ending you won't see coming. Watch all episodes of Scarpetta now, only on Prime Video.